Mate du vuvai tezayin tzifin. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Simen mem tes hilchas dinei birchas alayin birchas atoyv amei du vuvai tezayin tzifin. So alayin mevarchin bayir pri agofen, as we all know. Ulachrov alagefen v'chulu. Bein chilek b'yayin, afilu hu adayin toisis, afilu zav me'atzme, even if it's still fresh. And even if it just came out by itself, it's vafilu yayim mevushel, and even if you cook it, like konditin is some sort of drink. Like the real drinkers say, the vaibisha. It's like the woman wine. Oilano shehumar, or they put into it. We had lana before. No, a wormwood that's bitter. Afilu ayayin mereach, mereach kachaymetz. And even if the wine smells like vinegar, which means it's already turning sour. Kimen sheyesh like tam yayin, have a yayin leinian brocha. Since it lemaisa tastes like wine, so that's considered like wine for the brocha. Avalim neschametz. But if it became so sour, binyan sheyesh bnei adam shenim noim l'shtoisem bnei chimutzoi. That there are people that won't eat drink this wine because it's vinegary. That's a suffix. Even though you're able to make a brach in the beginning, so even if you're going to say shakol on vinegar, but you have a suffix on the brach achrayin. But don't drink wine that's going bad. Get better wine and make the brach on that. So chatzanim are the skins. Sheitziu mehen yayin that you took, you got yayin out of them. Rak al yidei dricha, but the only way to get it was by stomping on it. V'loy netzu v'beis habad, and they weren't crushed in the wine press. Im nasnum aleim mayim, afilu loy matzu yosim mashanasnum. So now, if you put water in them. Even if you didn't find more than what you put in, meaning you let's say you put a quart or a, let's say a gallon, you put a gallon of water over these skins, and all you got out was a gallon of water. Or even if you have less water, if that water tastes like yayin, but if they were pressed in the base of and afterwards you put water on them, or you put water on the dregs of yayin, then that is just water. Okay, that's not so gimel. Yayin should start up a mayim. If you have water, wine that gets mixed in with water. So if in the water, in the wine, there's only six parts water, one part wine to six parts water, then it's just water. If there's more than that, more than 15%, so then it depends. If it's the way of the people to mix wine that way and to drink it, you make the bracha bar pri gofen ulacharav al hagefen, and then afterwards al hagefen vimlai, and if not betel daite, then his das is bottled to what the regular people do. Okay, again, this stuff is not usually negated to us. Our wine comes fully diluted.
What about grape juice?
Awesome. Grape juice is a whole different story.
Do you mix grape juice and seltzer?
Right, so it depends on what ratio.
So you use the one in the six?
It's hard to know nowadays. Excuse me, it's very difficult to know nowadays because
the grape juice itself is diluted.
Correct, and so is the wine.
So it's less than one in six.
Yeah,
probably.
It's hard to know. I don't have a clear gather on exactly when it changes over from yayin to water. Fine. Dalek kishem shall pass im kova lo peteres al komine michael. So the same way, this is halacha, for whatever reason, people are not aware of. It's very important, like those that attend Kiddushim, this is a very important halacha. The same way pas, if you kaveya a suda, paters all food, right? You make a mitzvah, you don't make any brachas on the food. If you're sitting yourself down to drink wine, then it's going to pater all other liquids from bracha rishona and bracha achrayna. Meaning, you sit down by a kiddush, you put a priya govern by kiddush. You do not make a bracha on the soda that you drink, or the seltzer, or the schnapps, because the bar priya govern covers it. And the same thing with the bracha achrayna. You would not make a bar nefashas, you just make an ala gefen, right? But it doesn't. I'm sorry, but there's one exclusion. Fruit juices that you would make bari priya eitz on, which is not so common, that wouldn't be included. Fine. But that's only if the soda was there in front of you. I show you al kolpana b'dayte lishto sa'as mashkon. Even if it wasn't in front of you, but you had in das that you're going to drink them. Avalim loy hoyu lefano, but loy hoyu daite aleim. But if it wasn't in front of you, then you didn't have das on it. Tavi safik and tzarich levarach aleim. Aloy, then it's a safik. Al ken yimna satzim mehem. Don't drink them. Ad la'achas yivarach brocha achrayna al hayayin. So if you have this situation, then and you want to drink a soda and you didn't know the soda was coming in, so then make an ala gefen and then drink the water. Or make a bracha on something else. Then you'll have kavanah to pater even the other liquids. With my meaning, if you take a piece of meat, make shakol on that and have in mind to pater the other liquid. So it comes like a chasana, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the main, I'm saying, so they brought out wine. They have wine on the table, and then they bring out tea for dessert. So you had no idea that they're bringing out tea, and you decide you want a tea. So you make shakol, or do you not make shakol? So that's sort of the scenario that he's talking about. Fine. Hey, im loy kovas, but let's say you weren't kovei yourself to drink wine. Ela shasa derech harai. You were just drinking. You saw some wine on the table, so you took some. You also didn't have das to drink other liquids. Then you definitely have to make a bracha. But you still have a suffix in the bracha achrayna. Meaning the bracha rishani, you for sure have to make shakol. But the question is bracha achrayna. Okay, yesh lechol eze pri. And then go have a fruit that you're gonna have to make bar nefashas rabbis. Liftor gamas amashkin. I'm assuming he doesn't only mean fruit; it could be meat too. And then that will pater. Then you know you have to make bar nefashas on that. Vav, somebody makes kiddush on wine, but died to lishdes yain saraf a kofe, and his das was to drink schnapps or coffee. This happens a lot by a kiddush. That's a suffix, whether the coffee gets included and the schnapps gets included. You should have in mind that your bar break often is not making them potter, and afterwards you make a bracha on some sugar, shakol, lift or gamas amashkin to pater the mashkin. And again, this is the regular rule. He's going with the regular rules that anytime you have a suffix bracha, make a bracha on something else. Like this, you get out of the shiloh. You just end up eating a lot more calories. Not good if you're on a diet. Yeah.
Why is the last halacha different than two halachas ago?
What do you mean?
Yayin, it said that if you're drinking yayin, it paters everything. Then now you just said that if you're making kiddush and wine, it's not part of the coffee and the schnapps.
Yeah, because what? Because that the kiddush itself is the question is that called a kfias? You're not sitting down. If you're sitting down to a meal, then fine.
You're sitting down having kiddush.
So that's the shiloh, whether kiddush is considered a kfias.
We just said two halachas ago that if you're having wine.
But no, if you have it arai, if you have it in derech arai, then it's a shiloh.
And making kiddush is all right?
I would imagine it depends how.
So for Hilchos Kiddush, it needs to be Mamakim Suda, but the Mamakim Suda is still awry.
It sounds like it.
I thought it was because Kiddush Badafka. Same reason we don't say it's a Birchas Hanan, it's Birchas HaMitzvahs.
I don't know. Meaning, how do you call it a kvi? Well, how do you define, the real question is, how do you define a kvius of drinking wine? Well, what's that definition? You're drinking more. Lechara means you're drinking more than one. I don't know if it means more than one type of wine, but you're sitting and you're, the point is that you're sitting there and you're drinking wine. Meaning, if you're done with your wine, like by Kiddush, meaning by Hamaitzi, right? What, it's the same issue as the dessert. That's what I think, right? When you eat desserts, that's a whole tumma whether you're making the bracha on the dessert because it's not really part of the bread, et cetera, et cetera. So if your whole point of drinking wine was just to make kiddush, you don't plan on drinking any more wine, so you're done. Right? A kvius of drinking wine means you're gonna sit here and you're gonna have your wine by your suda and you're gonna drink wine the same way we drink soda.
So then the Bayer Pirog Oven doesn't cover the other drinks.
That's, it's debatable.
Well,
That's the
like
debate.
everything else.
Avada. Avada. So no, so the etzah is if you're gonna, if you don't want to make the bracha on the sodas by the kiddush, so then which it might be a bracha levatol to make the soda. So what you do is when you eat the herring, if you're not eating the herring with the crackers, because then maybe you don't have to make a bracha on the herring, maybe you have to make a bracha on the crack. Bottom line is, like we always say,
Just wash.
kiddushim are a disaster. They should be stopped for many, many reasons, including bracha levatol. And Achila Levatola, Bracha Sheina Tzricha, Kiddush B'makom Sud, whatever. Okay, now we're whatever. I'm saying it's a problem. It's a problem when you make this Kiddush. But when it means you being Kaveh on Yayin, it means you're sitting down to a meal and you plan on having wine throughout. That's really what it means. And a Kiddush, it's debatable if you're doing that. I don't drink wine during my meal. I drink wine just for Kiddush, and that's it. Right? Okay, that's it for tonight, right, Vav?
Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach, everybody. Zagazant.
In Chicago, I get enough.